pray out, and we can maybe weave it into the story somehow. You know, there's danger there in groups, especially maybe religious groups where, I mean, political groups, everything, everywhere, where psychopaths, narcissists can climb up and get to the ruler position and stay there, because whoever is the leader sets the standard for who a good leader is. Because, of course, our leader is good. Because he's appointed by God, or whatever, you know. I would say, especially in religious groups, kind of tends to stick there, whoever it is. And then, but if that person there then has problems, maybe even I've seen people sitting in such position having clear psychological diagnoses, even psychotic tendencies, bipolar, and so on. The danger then is that if the followers, the social group there, under that leader, is not able to, or allowed to, or allow themselves to see that, which can be very difficult to see when you are kind of grown up under a certain leader and have been told and taught by that leader and the people appointed by that leader to teach you, and by you kind of, you know, the whole social pressure thing. And I would say this is a significant risk in such a group, because what can happen then is not only that something dysfunctional, maybe even destructive mentality is accepted, it becomes the norm, because we follow the leader, right? So in this way, such darkish, unhealthy behavior can become normal between the people in that group. So therefore, I think especially today, it's important to not, you know, rubber stamp leaders or just put positions there in the foreground, official positions. No, this is a guru, this is the president, or this is the whatever. And the power of that title or position, one accepts the person in that position as being great, superior, an ideal, and also someone that one should, you know, follow uncritically, more or less. But rather, and the organization, if it is an organization, and I even say that it's not so much needed today, these kind of top-heavy organizations. Many people, they do wonderful things and spread knowledge and share by networking. Friends, you know. And if someone there has something good to teach or say and show by his or her own example, then that will naturally be shared in that group, in that society. I would say this is the healthy way of it. And if someone is then obviously bequestly or whatever you say, an enlightened soul or wise and then that will just, you know, come natural that such people become respected and followed in many ways. So yeah.